21, describe the different uses of random assignment and tell what aspects of internal and external validity are enhanced by each. Tell the kinds of attrition and what aspects of validity each is a problem for and why. All right. We have two different kinds of random assignment that we use. One is the random assignment of individuals to conditions. The random assignment of individuals to conditions or condition order is to control subject variables and provide initial equivalence. That's the one we all know. The one that may be new is we also have random assignment of individuals to procedural alternatives. If we have two laboratories, two sets of stimuli, two sets of equipment, two sets of research help, random assignment of participants to procedural alternatives is done to help maintain ongoing equivalence. So just like you've always known, random assignment of people to conditions or condition order for within groups design controls subject variables and initial equivalence. But sometimes certain procedural aspects are variables. They're not constants. We don't just have one set of stimuli. We don't just have one laboratory. We don't just have one laboratory assistant. And if we have procedural alternatives, we can randomly assign participants to procedural alternatives to help with the ongoing equivalence. If the control group is run by Sam and the treatment group is run by Pat, we have a confound. If half of the control and half of the treatment's run by Sam and half of the control and half the treatment's run by Pat, we have procedural equivalence on average.
And that's the control, like that refers to control variable?
Yes.
Okay.
That person is now a procedural control variable.
Okay, because you've averaged out between the groups.
Yep. Perfect. An ongoing equivalence control variable.
Okay, awesome.
All right, tell the kinds of attrition and the... Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Tell what aspects of internal and external validity are enhanced by each. Random assignment of individuals to IV conditions or condition order is initial equivalence. Random assignment of participants to procedural alternatives is internal validity, ongoing equivalence. Random assignment has nothing to do with external validity. It's a trick question. Nothing about assignment is external validity. External validity, the population part, is selection. Who's in the study? Trick question. Now, tell the kinds of attrition and the aspects of validity each is a problem for and why. Attrition is when people drop out of the study. Attrition is a problem for sampling. Therefore, it is a problem for the population part of external validity. Differential attrition is when people drop out of the IV conditions at different rates or for different reasons. Differential attrition across the IV conditions produces an initial equivalence problem because it changes who is in the study. If random assignment gave us initial equivalence on all subject variables, but then the less motivated people dropped out of the harder treatment condition, we now have a motivation difference between the groups. Motivation is a characteristic of the participant. That means the confounding is an initial equivalence problem. A lot of pieces to that.